we can manipulate scriptures, y'all want to know. Had coming from an honest heart and coming from a flawed heart. And the Bible says, you know, you show me, read for me, verse chapter 5, Galatians, starting in verse 2 for me.
Verse 2. Mm-hmm. Behold, I Paul say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing.
Circumcision, they were teaching circumcision, the law of circumcision being taught that if you keep circumcision, then you can be saved, but if you don't be circumcised, then you can't be saved. In other words, if you teach the law about salvation, then the word of God and grace itself don't mean nothing to you. I'm sure something matters. Listen, Ephesians 2, verse 8, I'm going to read about everything he said. See what happened? He manipulated the script, say, where he fell or not. Nah, you can't teach the law anything because the law will never call you to be saved. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, look at it good. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not it is a gift from God, not a word that's in man should boast. Read what's that? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Why then? 9, be like, read me chapter Ephesians 2, verse 9. Read loud for
me. Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Not of works.
Not of works.
Lest any man should boast.
Well, you can't work yourself to heaven. You can't work. I don't care how hard you are. You can't work and be saved. Therefore, the scripture, Galatians 5 says, if you try to achieve salvation by the law, you never do it. Because all salvation by grace and grace alone. You can't work it. You got to be by grace and grace alone. Now, what they tried to do back in the day of Galatians, they tried to work that way to salvation. God tried to play and say, well, you can work all you want, but then you are far from grace. Grace will be not advised for like grace are you saved through faith. Wait a minute. Well, brother Pat, he said, well, it ought to be to have the hall that clean itself up way back in the water of the mouth. A hall is a hall. Y'all hear what I'm saying? A hall is a hall, no matter how you clean it, it'll be a hall. A person that's not a Christian is not a Christian. Okay, how he act? He's going to be where he is. And what the Bible plan is saying here, and we say by grace through faith, and I heard the quote again, 1 John chapter 1. I'll show you something. Open your Bible for real quick. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. I'll show you all this. And 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. Look at what John said. Look at John said. We don't go to Paul to say, now y'all believe Paul saved. You hear everybody believe Paul was saved?
Yes.
You believe Paul was saved? Yes. You believe Paul was saved? I'm going to get it in a minute. Wait a minute. Say it. About this. The Bible saved. The B.I. got the Bible saved. What the Bible saved? Read with me.
1 John chapter 1.
Verse 8.
Again. A new commandment I write unto you. Which thing is true in him?
First John chapter 1, verse 8.
I'm on chapter 2, I'm sorry. Verse 8, if we say that we have no
sin. If you say you got no sin,
we deceive ourselves.
You fool yourself. And the parents got sin. Y'all got sin. Y'all got, if you say you ain't got sin, you fool yourself. What does verse 8 say? You say you got no sin, what?
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
So you fool yourself. Read 14.
Verse 10. If we say that we have not
sinned. If you say you ain't sinned, make God a lie.
We make him a lie.
Now let you verse 9 with past sin to focus on. After God, after you say you ain't been no sin, and to assume that because you been in the church of Christ, you don't sin, you already told a lie. That means you're a sinner because you won't admit who you are. Now watch it. Bible for by grace you say, wait, watch it. In it, 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, if you say you ain't seen, you make God a lie. How many of y'all ain't never seen? How many of y'all ain't seen since you've been saved? Really, anybody seen since y'all been saved? Huh?
I say
it all the time. You seen since you've been saved? You didn't see it? Huh? All right, well, I mean, be true with me. So, if you said you're saved, then how you know you're saved? Are you saved? Are you saved? Are you saved? How you know you're saved? You saying? How you know you're saved? are you saying? Why, the Bible says, well, let me go with you. The Bible says you confess your fault. If you first jump down to the Lord, now you can just confess it. Say, Lord, I know I'm wrong. And I ain't all that puts a bag of labor in the chair shit. Now, if I confess my fault because he will forgive me. And what problem up, head is right. Sometimes, Satan, you better get a chance to confess your fault. And sometimes you might go to bed, you might told that lie, thought that lie, wink that lie, might have voted for Trump. I don't know what you did. Why did that lie? The Bible says, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, my little children, I write you right now that you sin not, but any man sin we have an advocate. Who that advocate is?
The Father, Jesus Christ.
And what did he do? He go between us for God. But I don't want you to sin, but you do sin, you got somebody to pray for you. Then what about me? Why would about me? The hip salve is in the crop for you. I can't work if you get saved. Only about OCL, only about Romans 7. Why did only follow the path. I want you to follow the path.
Yes.
I follow you, follow the path. Romans 7, verse 15.
Verse 15.
Paul can talk to you there. The same Paul you say that saying, yeah, he got a problem. Yeah, he wrote Galatians. He it is what it is, but you gotta understand the man, Paul. Paul had struck it out. You and I got struck. What was about? Verse 15.
Verse 15. For that which I do, I allow not.
The stuff I'm supposed to do, I don't do.
For what I would,
and what I'm supposed to
do, I not.
I don't do.
But what I hate.
What I hate doing,
that do I.
I find myself doing it sometimes. Keep reading.
If then I do that which I would not.
If I'm doing stuff I don't supposed to do.
I consent unto the law that it is good.
Because law keep in check. But law can't say, but keep in check. Keep reading.
Verse 17. Now then, it is no more I.
Wait a minute. How could Paul say it wasn't him when he did it?
But
Sam, how could Paul claim he wasn't doing it when he did it? He said, no more I can do it, but sin is living in him. So then, was sin applied to Paul for all this stuff? What about it? Look what Paul said. That it consider all y'all. Okay, who you're listening to, you folks, faithful knights, consider everybody. Verse 17 and 18, do you read verse
17? 17 and 18. Now then, it is no more I to do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
Sin live in me.
18. For I know.
I know.
That in me.
In me.
That is in my
flesh. In my flesh.
Dwelleth no
good. Don't dwell no good thing. I don't care how good you want to be, how good you make like you are, you ain't that good. You are a messed up individual. And Paul said he was like that. What about that? Now Paul wants to, Paul went through this struggle with him. What would Paul say in verse 24? 24 25, what Paul said?
Verse 24.
Read.
Oh, wretched man that I am.
Oh, messed up individual that I am. I'm messed up. Talk from the floor. I'm messed up. I got stuff going wrong with me. I'm messed, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this devil? What did Paul say? Read it.
Verse 25.
I thank God.
Through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ, my Lord.
So then, with the mind.
With the mind.
I myself serve the law of
God. I serve God.
But with the flesh.
This flesh.
The law of sin.
That my struggle. The law of the flesh, my struggle. With my mind. My prayer life good. My spiritual life good. But preach what the Bible say. Pastor, that you can lose everything God gave you. You don't reap what you sow. You won't pay for it. Hell, the Bible says, we are twofold people. The Bible says, Galatians 5, same book you read, verse 17. Give me verse 17. Galatians 5, verse 17. Why?
Yes, sir. Galatians 5,
verse 17.
Verse 17. For the flesh, lusteth against the spirit.
Against the spirit.
And the spirit against the flesh.
And they're contrary to each other.
And these are contrary.
And you right now sitting in this church, maybe at your house through the daytime, you're struggling with right or wrong. And you got to admit, I know you here. You're struggling. You got some stuff going on in your head. What the Bible say? God talk. Talk when, yeah, talk when. Talk when? What does the Bible say? The Bible say, Pat, the Bible say, again because I am struggling with this thing. That God got me. Why did God got me? All by the blood. I was bought with a price. What would the Bible say? And see, what Pat did wrong is he assumed because we teach you an eternal salvation that you can go out and live like hell. Now, that's what he did wrong. Keep it that. When one say they can do a dirty. No. Let me show you. He said, God is omnipresent. Right? Here we're saying that. God is also omniscient. Mm-hmm. Know everything. Y'all did it right. Mm-hmm. He also omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, all power. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. Can God lie?
No, sir.
Can God lie?
No, sir.
Do they ever bring in a promise?
No, sir.
Well, did the female prophet go to hell? Did the female prophet go to hell? Did he go to hell, Pat?
Which one?
Thief on the cross, no.
The thief on the cross? Was he baptized?
It's too
no.
Was the thief on the cross baptized, Pat?
No, because he didn't
have... Was the thief on the cross baptized?
No, because the Old Testament did the fire baptism.
He was baptized. No, I say fire, no, I didn't know your time. But I just kept it quit a little bit. I can't. I love this stuff, man. The Bible says, only call the thief home there. Now, he didn't say to get baptized. You teach also, if you don't be baptized, you're going to hell. You teach that too, Pat. Pat, you teach that. Now, wait a minute. Did Jesus lie? Did Jesus lie? Can anybody tell me Jesus lied when he said, man, you're going to be made paralyzed? He didn't lie, did he? But either Jesus didn't lie or y'all might be lying. The Bible say, the B-I-B-L-E say, they said, this day, you will be me in paradise. Did he tell a lie?
No,
the Bible said Hebrews 6:18, he can't lie. Amen. Right? Look at your Bible. I want you to see your Bible. Hebrews 6:18, what is it? About two new things. I want you to read. I want you to read for me. I got two new things. The Bible says he cannot tell a lie. He will not tell a lie. Hebrews 6:18, what is it?
Hebrews 6:18. Mm-hmm. That by two immutable things.
Two unchangeable things.
In which it was impossible for God to lie.
You can tell the God can't lie.
No, sir. Cannot.
I dare not trust the sweetest thing. I lean wholly on Jesus' name. Jesus said, I believe. Why did? And some of them are here then. Somebody can get it. He said, Isaiah 55. Help Pat out a little bit. I'm trying to help you, Pat.
Thank you.
I'm going to help you. He said, Isaiah 55, verse 8, 9, and 10.
Isaiah 55, verse 8. Mm-hmm. For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Ain't your thoughts.
Neither are your ways.
Your way.
My way.
Ain't his way.
Saith the Lord.
What?
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways.
And what happened?
And my thoughts.
Everything Captain taught a little while ago, and not do with faith, is that all I do is secular willpower. By grace, I used to say, through faith. And that not of yourself, it is a gift from God. Not of what lest any man should boast. What's going to get you help? What's going to get you saved? Well, see, somebody said, well, brother preacher, well, what got the way he did? He quoted Revelation 3. So God said, well, I'm going to block out that book, baby. He going to block that book on you. Listen, you will never listen. There are people that look like they say, act like they say, and God ain't been by. Why? Because they don't have the Spirit of God in them. The Bible says, if any man has not the Spirit of God, he knows he is. And you act all you want like God. You act like the saint all you want. And see, if you're a real saint, you won't practice it. See, the Hebrew 10:12 said that Pat quoted up here, if you practice sin, I receive the disciple that remain no more. What happened here? You got a man that go out and practice sin. And say that he's gonna get to heaven with you. That revived the blood of Jesus cleansed him from sin and we don't know what he's doing. And you out there literally trying to sin. Then you put Jesus to open chain. The Bible says the quote trip that he quoted. Therefore, we look at the Bible, read it well, and God calls us to holiness, not to practice sin, but head it right here. But if you have to mess up, trip up sometimes, then he knows this trap, he knows this trip. Why that? A righteous man fall up. How many times? A righteous man fall how many times, Pat? You answer me, okay.
I don't know the answer.
Proverbs, the right man falls 7 times. He will get up again. A righteous man. That implies that a righteous man can mess up. Did David go to hell? Did David go to hell? Man of God, or did he go to hell? Did David go to hell? David was an adulterer. He went with Bathsheba. David was a murderer. Killed Uriah the Hittite. David was a womanizer. The old lady put a damsel in the bed. The Bible says he was a man of the God on heart. David prayed a prayer. After all that sin, find something more than me. Something more than me. David prayed a prayer. I want y'all to hear the prayer David prayed. David asked God 9 times to restore my salvation. He asked God that. But see, when y'all read, you won't put that there because you won't see it like that. Read what the Bible says. Don't be put stuff in God. Just read what the Bible says. And then when the Bible plays by what it says, don't try to manipulate the scripture. Just say what God said. Why would Psalm 51 say? Stop very much, please.
Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me.
Have mercy on me,
O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
Why did?
For I acknowledge my transgressions.
I acknowledge God, I did wrong.
And my sin to ever is ever before me.
I can't forget it because I sin every time I turn around. I went with a man, wife, I had him killed, I got him drunk, I did all that kind of stuff. But my sin ever before me. What would David say to me?
Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight.
Why would
that? That thou mightest be testified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity.
David informed me, we shaped it for that. You shaped the iniquity. Paul coming in Romans 7. 15.
And in sin did my mother conceive me.
Why?
Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean.
Wash me.
And I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice.
What would they say, y'all?
Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Mm. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. And take not thy Holy Spirit
from it.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation.
Wait a minute. Where did he restore what?
The joy of thy salvation.
His salvation or joy?
The joy of thy salvation.
Some of our sin would make you hide yourself in the presence of God. You lose your confidence. You lose everything that you thought was near to God. Some of our sin do that. So David, even though he had sinned, lost his joy. You ever seen people when they sin, they come to church, they can't get happy? Don't have no joy at all because your sin is fucking. Don't have no happiness at all. Can't shout, Can't clap your hand because why? Your sin is weighing you down. Why sin weighing you down? Because your sin is catching up with you. So let the Lord restore unto me the joy. Don't give back the sabbath. Let all the sabbath, but restore to me the joy that I had of my salvation. See, the Bible is clear. In other words, a real Christian won't lose salvation. A real Christian won't do this stuff a pastor do. Living in a dirty, whole mama, lying all stuff. We fall down. We mess up. Some good for the church right to mess up. Good for the Baptist church to mess up. Some good for all religion to mess up. But if you don't have sin in that mess, you get back up. And Uncle Cliff said, we fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. How many of y'all been up? How many of y'all ever failed now? See, I can't get y'all to tell the truth up in here. How many of y'all ever failed now? Help me hold it up. I got a few, I got another minute or two. How many of y'all ever failed now? One more time. 1 minute. 1 minute. See, and if you fail now, how many of y'all say you saved right now? I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm Holy Ghost filled. Got a mind and love, see, but it ain't gonna be. And I ain't perfect either. I ain't trying to live on no facade that I don't never mess up. But Pat won't fool you like he been perfect. But again, when the gods are off, Romans 3:23, read one loud. That won't hear and that won't hear any lies. Romans 3:23. That 1 minute. By the all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. They know what I'm saying? How do you look at it? Hear me. We're reading Romans 3, verse 9 and 10.
9 and 10.
Romans 3, verse 9 and 10. What does it say?
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
What then?
What then?
Are we better than they?
Are we better than they?
No.
No.
Why?
Nobody.
For we have before proved
Jews and Gentiles
that they are all under sin.
How many?
All.
No, not some of them.
All.
The most valuable ones under sin.
All.
No, the church Christ under sin.
All.
The holy people under sin.
All under sin.
They say all.
All.
What they ain't there mean, y'all?
All.
All mean all. All right, then go ahead on, brother. You better pat. Be quiet while you talk. I'm coming, doctor, with Kool-Aid, ice cream, and coffee, everything.